3 police officers were injured after trouble flared yesterday at the site of a bonfire in North Belfast. The residents of around 100 flats in the New Lodge area were advised to leave their homes because of the fire, which was lit to mark the anniversary of the introduction of internment. The PSNI has blamed the trouble on dissident Republicans. For more, we can talk to Irish news journalist Brendan Hughes. Brendan, thanks for joining us this morning. What happened in the end last night?
Well, last night the bonfire was lit. It had been built in the New Lodge area, which is in North Belfast. It would be surrounded by a couple of tower blocks. It was just in the middle of the street near a grassy mound in the middle of these tower blocks. And it was built, as you said, to commemorate the introduction of internment in Northern Ireland in 1971. What happened yesterday was that police had moved into the area to facilitate contractors who were tasked by the road service in Northern Ireland to remove the bonfire, and they had moved in to isolate the bonfire to allow those contractors to come in and remove the wooden pallets, the structure of wooden pallets that were made up the majority of the bonfire. However, a standoff ensued after two youth refused to get off the top of the bonfire. And as the standoff escalated, lots of people came into the area and crowds formed around the police. And that led to some trouble with bricks, bottles, fireworks, pieces of wood being thrown at police lines. 3 officers were injured. More than 150 officers were deployed in the operation. And also a 13-year-old boy was arrested on suspicion of riotous and disorderly behaviour.
You mention a 13-year-old boy being arrested, and looking at the pictures in your own paper this morning and some of the pictures online, I mean, a lot of those involved in this do seem to be very young.
Yes, indeed. Well, those who would be involved in the building of the bonfire in the weeks running up to this anti-internment commemoration, a lot of them would be young people from the area. However, police have also said that those who were behind the violence, this would have been orchestrated, they believe, by distant Republicans. But from being in the area yesterday, it was surprising and concerning to see so many both children and young people out in the streets observing what was going on. I recall at one point seeing a man carrying a young toddler in his arms past police lines, and you know, that sort of concerning situation seemed to happen on a regular basis during the initial hours as the standoff ensued. And I think that was part of the reason why police decided to pull out. Assistant Chief Constable Alan Todd said himself that he felt that women and children were being used as human shields by some of those who wanted to attack police lines. And so they felt that although they were disappointed that the operation wasn't successfully completed, they felt it was proportionate to pull up due to what they described as the risks to innocent bystanders.
I was looking at some quotes this morning from Sinn Féin's Gerry Kelly, who said, as far as he was concerned, that the majority of people in the area didn't want the bonfire.
Well, that would be right. The majority of people, majority of mainstream nationalism, which would be the SDLP and Sinn Féin, would condemn this sort of behaviour of this bonfire. This so-called anti-internment bonfire would have been more prominent and more of a tradition in the past, but those communities have, in the main, moved away from commemorating this event in this way. And so really the bonfire at New Lodge and in a few pockets, some other areas in Northern Ireland, would be the last remnants of that tradition. So the majority of people in the area would, although quietly and be afraid of speaking out, they would be against this sort of bonfire. But there are, of course, some elements within the community who want to see it continue and are willing to put up a struggle to allow this bonfire to continue in future years.
Judging by the pictures and the number of pallets involved in this bonfire, it's going to be quite a clean-up job.
That's right. Well, Northern Ireland is not unused to this sort of situation. As you may be aware, there would be a lot of bonfires that would occur in unionist and loyalist areas around the 12th of July. And then on a smaller scale, there would be these August bonfires that occur in mainly nationalist areas. And it will be a big clean-up job for the council and for the road service, being the landowners in this case. to get the area back to normal. And unfortunately, the talks begin to see if this sort of situation can be resolved for next year.
And do you know if people did have to leave their flats in the end?
It hasn't been reported yet by the Housing Executive, which would be the public housing body, which would own these flats, how many people actually took up their advice to leave the flats. It seems that from the bonfire that it passed off relatively peacefully in the end, there wasn't any property that was damaged in terms of neighbouring homes around the area. So there wasn't that immediate risk for people to leave. But the Housing Executive was clear that it felt that due to the proximity of the bonfire to neighbouring tower blocks, they felt that people should leave. But as of yet, we haven't heard any word as to how many people left their homes last night.
Brendan, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.